Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us again here on Let's Talk About It, we have Major Tim Notta with the Jamestown Salvation Army. And Major Notta, welcome back to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you again for joining us. For those who are avid listeners of Let's Talk About It, they'll know that Major Notta joined me continually through December to update on the Red Kettle campaign and what those Red Kettle funds were going towards. And now we sit in 2019 and we kind of reflect on how the 2018 Red Kettle campaign went. And Major Notta, not really the end that we had hoped for, but still a decent turnout for the Red Kettle campaign, I would say, for Jamestown Salvation Army.
Sure. So folks will be reminded that our goal this year was $168,000. So right where we're sitting now, we're a little bit short, or a lot of bit. We need to raise $36,000. And I'm hopeful that we can do that by January 15th. So I'm just encouraging folks to remember us and give if they feel inclined to do so. And I would mention the kettle part of our campaign went very well. And that's mainly due to the wonderful volunteers we have that took some time to man an hour or two or even more time. So that part of our campaign went very well. We just about matched what we brought in last year for that part of it. But like I said, we still have a shortfall, and we need to make up as much ground as we can because we don't want to have to turn people away this coming year.
Yeah.
And we don't want to do it. People who desperately need help and have no other place to turn, we don't want to turn them away.
Right. So I'll point out again, Major Notta said that while the Red Kettle campaign, you won't see the kettles out in the community anymore, the volunteers out there anymore. The campaign itself is still open through the 15th, so there's still a chance to reach that goal.
There is, and we're hopeful that we can do it. If not, we're going to get close, we hope. So, and what that allows us to do is just to provide assistance for this upcoming year. You know, if we have a shortfall, we'll just have to tighten the old belt, and we're going to have to make some adjustments. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to turn people away. 2018 saw an increase of people seeking help over 2017 by about 24%. So when folks realize, you know, that, hey, over 4,000 families and individuals sought help this year, and they really needed it. You know, we were able to help them because of generous folks in our community that cared and donated money to us. So, you know, we're all about helping people. And this year, an interesting thing happened in that we saw a bunch of new families and individuals who had never come to us before.
Right.
So that's, you know, it's good that we're able to help them. But also another way to look at that is that folks who were kind of in our system didn't come see us. So that's a real success story for them, I think, that their life condition improved enough that we didn't see them anymore. So I know folks think, oh, well, they see the same people over and over and over. It's not true. We see different families, different folks continually, and they're just looking for a little help. And we're proud and happy that with the great support here of Jamestown, we can help them.
Absolutely. So again, Major Tim Notta, Jamestown Salvation Army, joining us right now. Let's talk about it. So if you have a chance and you haven't donated yet, or you feel the need to donate more, absolutely feel free to do so. I'm sure there's several ways they can do that, Major Notta, if they want to make a donation to Salvation Army.
Yeah, you know, an easy way is just to write us a check, and you can either hand deliver it or mail it right to us. If you send it to our main address, 320 First Avenue North, we're easy to find. We're in the phone book. We have a website. It's easy to get us those monies, and people will be assured that they're going to stay here. They're not going anywhere else. The money you donate will stay here in Jamestown to help your neighbors, your friends, your family, your coworkers, people you know. You know, we live in such a great community, and people, I find, just care about their neighbor. They care about those around them. And so we just want to continue that spirit of giving and caring and helping others in need.
Absolutely. So again, as Major Notta too pointed out, with those new families coming in, but again, those old families who aren't needing the service anymore, you're just seeing other people take its place. So there's definitely that need still here in the region.
Right. And it's a continual thing. We don't recall ever being somewhere where the need went down, you know?
Right.
And often it's just people just like us, you know, and something has happened to change things around for them. Maybe it's a health crisis. Something's happened, you know, a layoff. Something has affected their means of making a living.
Yeah.
They have more expenses. They have less income, whatever it is. Sometimes people just need a little boost, and we're happy that we're able to help them in whatever way they need.
Definitely. So if you can make a donation, help the Jamestown Salvation Army reach their final goal of $168,000. Again, around $36,000 is needed to reach that goal. And a quick reminder again to Major Nada that all those funds donated, they have to get through the entire 2019 year.
Yes, they do. And yeah. I would encourage folks just to, you know, think of us now. Christmas is over. Maybe they have, you know, a little extra, you know, money or something, you know, remember us at this time of year. And, you know, you can give online too if you're a techie type person. If you just Google the Salvation Army, you'll find a way to donate. It's real simple. It's easier than giving out my website because my web address is really long.
But, it kind of goes for a while.
It goes for a while. But, you know, you can just about Google the Salvation Army and you'll find a way to give. And just be assured that when you enter your address, the money you donate will be funneled to us by your zip code. So
very good.
We will get it.
Absolutely. And you can help out the Salvation Army in everything they do. It's a great service and great operation that we have in Jamestown, and they need donations in order to maintain that service. Major Nada, anything else you wanted to throw out there?
I just want to thank people for their support, and we just look forward to a great year.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, Major Nada, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.